At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up? Doug Gottlieb Show, the bonus of my radio. I got a word for you. It's called entitlement, right? Entitlement, or the entitled athlete. And I think it's fascinating. Here we are. We're 2 days removed from, or 2 days away from the NFL draft. There's lots of questions about Caleb Williams. We talked about this a little on the radio show. By the way, you can download the radio show just like you downloaded this podcast. But I found it to be just really fascinating. Fascinating that Caleb Williams, I feel like, is going to be seen as a great test case. Here's the test case. Will we have, and quarterback has always kind of been an elitist position, right? You've needed a quarterback coach. You've needed special throwing training. You needed film study. And oftentimes, you know, the quarterback position wasn't seen as the grittiest. It was more of one in which you could win with thought and preparation and practice and training as much as just kind of the sheer tenacity it takes at other positions in football, right? Like, I'm not saying there's not technique to being a defensive end, but the biggest part of being a defensive end is your athleticism, and the second part is your motor, and the third part is your toughness, and you could kind of scramble all three of those together. And then you add in some technique, and now you can be great, but you can't do any of those. Whereas it's not that it doesn't take motor, but it doesn't take the same type of motor. It takes a motor for work ethic. It takes a balance of the pressure. It takes the ability to lead men. Like all these things, it's a very different position. But when most everyone in the field knows you already have money, and the thing is, when you have money, do you have to work? Do you have to fight, scratch, claw for every last dime? The answer is no. And you know, there's an expression out there about hard circumstances breeds hard men, soft circumstances breeds soft men. Well, is that's what's happened with college players. This is the first group of guys that have been compensated for most of their careers. Right, Caleb Williams made over seven figures the past 2 years playing quarterback for USC. He's been a star in a star culture. And though, and look, Leinart didn't work in the pros. And what was the thing? Why did Leinart not work in the pros? Not because he's not smart, not because he's not talented enough, but they all labeled Leinart into a party guy, a guy who's just a great, like, if you know Matt, Matt's just a good hang. He's just a good dude. But Matt wasn't one of these guys who's like, dude, I need football or I don't have life. You know? And granted, the Mannings came from affluence, but there's a certain competitiveness and desire to be great. And some of that probably is their dad played on terrible teams. And so no matter how good they thought he was, the world will never look at him as a great quarterback because he didn't play on great teams. I think the Caleb Williams test balloon is, hey, does this system create soft players that don't really need or have this insatiable desire to be in the NFL because they're already wildly compensated before they get there? He's going to be the number one pick, but he's going to be judged differently because he's being judged based upon the fact that he's made a bunch of money before he got to the NFL.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to what the Fox says.
And now,
what does the Fox say?
Here's Dan Patrick talking about Nikola Jokic.
The Joker had 27, 20, and 10 as they pick up the win. So he's had four career playoff games with at least 25 points, at least 20 rebounds, and at least 10 assists. The rest of the NBA, the history of the NBA, has a total of four games. He has five. The rest of the NBA, that includes Kareem did it once, Dave Cowens did it once, Will Chamberlain did it twice. The Joker has done it five times in his career. But how many star players, MVPs, do you watch and go, he might not take the last shot? Because last night, he was setting a pick for Jamal Murray, and you had Anthony Davis switch off on Jamal Murray. But, you know, you normally think, okay, clear out, the star's got it, and he's going to try to score. But Joker is so good at passing. Like, you always have to be aware of, do we focus on him and let somebody else beat you? As I've said before, I don't want the best player on the floor to beat me.
It's really, really interesting, right? It's a great way of looking at it. Like, in terms of closer, he's not really their closer. Jamal Murray is. A little bit of it is also pick your poison, though. You know, is you get – that's – I know Anthony Davis is a great defensive player, so it's not technically a mismatch, but – a guard on a big and you get to your step back and a big can't cover that much ground going backwards, it's pretty obvious that that's because of the mismatch of, you know, point versus a five man. But it's a great point. It's like we made this thing about LeBron James not taking and making the last shot in so many opportunities, and yet we don't make an issue in regards to Jokic. So I think that part is really interesting. Here's Paul Pierce talking about the Lakers and Anthony Davis.
Skip, it's the same story each and every game. The Lakers come out hot. They get a lead. They squander the lead. Nuggets come back and they win. On one hand, the Lakers look like they can beat anybody in the world.
That is true.
They got AD, who's one of, he looked like he was the best player in the world for three quarters. And I said this, that on any given night, AD can be the best player in the world, which he was yesterday for three quarters. The Lakers just start reverting back to old habits. I mean, second half, they give up the three, they don't play defense, and they hope that somehow magically that the Denver Nuggets will go away no matter what the lead is. So I'll tell you what happened. Joker was Joker, obviously. And this is what I want to say. AD, the all-defensive finalist, came out yesterday, and he was somewhat pissed off he wasn't on the list.
I think he was very.
He was pissed off that he wasn't on the list. Well, we see why now. You had opportunity after opportunity to come up with big stop after big stop, and he couldn't do it. Now, that's not to say he's not a good defender. He's a good defender. He's a really good defender. But when you're playing the best in the world, this is your opportunity to show it.
I agree. I mean, it's one of those, I don't think most people are going to come off of their who's the greatest of all time side. Right? We're pretty well dug in, pretty well entrenched. Either you're a Jordan guy, a LeBron guy, there are people that are Kareem or Wilt people. There's the outliers as well. They're like, hey, Magic. People forget Magic and Bird. That's altogether great for me. But to the people that have the Jordan-LeBron debate, most people are not coming off their sides. But there's a couple who could have, and you're not getting them after last night. And there's also this thing about LeBron and the Lakers and being a Laker. Right, by the time he's done, I believe he'll have as long a stint with the Lakers as he's had anywhere. How long was he with the Cavs the first time? I know he's been combined with the Cavs two long runs, right, but I'm pretty sure 03 was when he got to the Cavs. When did he leave? In 2011, I want to say. I say he left in 2011. So that's 8 years. Right, and what's likely to be the length of his... So he'll be with the Lakers close to or as long as he's been anywhere else, yet for the most part, he's been a guy who plays for the Lakers, not a Laker. And I think those people that he was... maybe he is a Laker after all. He misses last night, he's not. And then complains about the officiating. Phil used to complain about the officiating all the time. Kobe generally didn't, right? So, and whether or not Kobe would have made that shot or missed that shot, the presumption is Kobe made every one of those shots, right? So I think that's what was lost last night, an opportunity to separate yourself in a very few people's minds, but some people's minds in terms of being the greatest of all time. And then I think a bigger chunk of people in a smaller group of people that's Laker fans, a chance to be kind of a true Laker. This is Colin Cowherd talking about Kevin Durant.
KD is a great shot maker, an all-timer, love his game. But his skill set should put him in the top one or two in the last decade. And frankly, he's getting lost. Jokic looks much better historically. Steph is really the soul of the Warriors, winning titles before him, during, and after. Anthony Davis now is a more consistent player on both ends. Giannis has more regular season MVPs. As I'm watching Phoenix rolled...
Stop. Kevin, it's bullshit. Stop. It's bullshit. Okay? It's bullshit. And look, you have to understand that Colin is squarely in the LeBron camp. There's never that what he's just saying is complete bullshit. Okay, because up until this year, Anthony Davis was seen as completely unreliable because he's always hurt. Correct? Correct? Jokic is amazing. But again, I thought Dan Patrick made the best point, which is like, before we put Jokic in the greatest players of all time discussion, which based upon achievement and accolades, you could definitely have. But tell me the time in which, we didn't hold LeBron accountable for taking and making the last second shot. We never did that. We never gave him a pass on that. And Kevin Durant has always been the big shot taker, big shot maker. And so if we want to talk about relevance, like Steph Curry's not even fucking playing in the playoffs, Colin. He's not in the playoffs. This is the second time in the last, 4 years? They're not in the playoffs. You want to be relevant? You're not fucking playing in the playoffs? Stop it. Yes, they won a title without Kevin Durant. But to most people paying attention, Kevin Durant's play with the Warriors covered up the fact that the Warriors, everyone caught and frankly passed the Warriors. That's the reality to it. That was Colin massively overreacting to one game because Anthony Edwards talked shit to Kevin Durant and called him old when Kevin Durant had an efficient, quiet 31 points. Like, you fell for the bait of one playoff game determining how you feel about a player. And yes, Kevin Durant is older and he may have missed the window to win titles outside of Golden State by making a bad choice with Brooklyn. But there is a very important point to make. If his toe wasn't on the line, he would have taken the Brooklyn Nets to the NBA Finals against the Milwaukee Bucks in an unbelievable effort. If we're going to do the short-term thing, sure, short-term, one game, yeah, he looked like a guy who used to be a great scorer, can still score a little bit. But if we're actually honest about the past 5 years, Steph has a title. LeBron has his COVID title. Kevin Durant does not. He made teaming up with Kyrie Irving did not prove fruitful, but he's been more than relevant. And the only lack of relevance right now is that they lost game one and Anthony Edwards was the story. Nothing is as relevant as being home, which LeBron James is 2 games from being home and Steph Curry already is home. That's what the Fox said. Like all of a sudden now we're heaping praise on Anthony Davis when previously everybody's like, fuck, Anthony Davis can't ever stay healthy, right? Let's not do that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's find out who or what's annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
So, Doug, the Lakers dropped a 20-point lead, as you were just talking about, and in the third quarter there was a questionable play on D'Lo, and LeBron James chose to take a couple seconds of his press conference to address it. I just want to play it because we could play the cuss word here.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the fuck do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. I'm sorry I didn't answer your question, but that shit is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Knicks game too. What are we doing?
I could argue, Doug, that the Knicks Sixers game was much more enjoyable because they swallowed the whistle. Down. I mean, the only players complaining about officiating are losing players. The fans don't want whistles. The losing players typically complain. But I enjoyed the ends of those games last night, and largely because of the refs swallowed the whistles.
I'm mostly with you. Like, look, egregious shit. Like, D'Angelo Russell did get hit across the face. It was in the third quarter. It wasn't in the fourth quarter. And they're going to miss calls. And his point is, you're going to miss him, but how do you miss him when you have the eye in the sky? But my thing is, the end of that Knicks game, that's what AAU games look like at the end. They're just a mess. I mean, I had college basketball games. Officials let it go. It gets super, super physical, and you got to be, really got to be Joel Embiid, who was kind of not part of the play. Throw it to him where he's too strong, no one can take the ball from him. But the Knicks definitely looked meek in that opportunity to look strong. What else is annoying?
You've said recently, I don't know where you got this. Maybe you said this, maybe you made this up on your own, but the most disarming words in the English language are, I was wrong.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Umpires typically don't ever admit that they're wrong. And especially yesterday, it was made egregiously clear here. I want to play the sound because it's great sound for the podcast. But you're going to be hearing, what's his name? Hunter Windelstedt, the home plate umpire, throws Aaron Boone out of the Yankee game for something that a fan screamed behind him. Go ahead.
Is the first base umpire you saw making that call?
You're not yelling at me. I did what I was supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone. Okay.
Oh, okay, Hunter. Wow. You know what? We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear.
Aaron, you're done. Well,
there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything.
You're gone.
Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
So Boone gets tossed, and Windelstedt actually says after the game, I know what Aaron was saying. It was a fan above the dugout. That's fine and dandy, but there were plenty of fans that were yelling at me before, and I called the pitch until the end of the game. But Aaron Boone is the manager of the Yankees and is responsible for everything that happens in that dugout. In my opinion, the cheap shot came towards the far end of the dugout, not where the fan was. The Yankee, again, the Aaron Boone is the manager of the New York Yankees, and he's responsible for that. Again, a refusal to say, yeah, I was wrong.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad, especially because we have all the audio. Can we play it one more time? Can I listen to it one more time? It was really fascinating.
is the first base umpire you saw making that call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I was supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone. Okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter. Wow. You know what? We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear.
Aaron, you're done. Well,
there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything.
You're gone.
Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
So do you guys know my story about, I don't know if I've ever told this story. Here it is, okay? I was coaching a game at a place called OGP in Anaheim. It used to be the American Sports Center, I think it was. Or it used to have like 30 courts, now it has 9. COVID, they turned to like 9. So there was one tournament and all the officials were females, which, by the way, was an abject fucking disaster. And it's not because women can't officiate. They just can't officiate when they think that everybody's out to get them and they can't just do their fucking job. All right. Case in point. I was coaching a game. This is 14U players. Okay. So they're all eighth graders last year. Now, if you saw my 14U team play last year, you would go, that's as good as any high school varsity. Yes. At the really high level of 14U is better than most mid low level varsities. And we're playing another really good team. We're actually playing OGP. They have their own teams. So in the first half, there's two female officials. One's young. She's fine. The other one's an older lady. She's probably in her like 50s. She had a bit of a Russian accent. She's fucking awful. She's bad. Like, should not be officiating anything other than little kids. And, you know, when you're older and you're late, that's when you kind of make mistakes, right, in officiating. So we come over first time out, and my guys are all bitching and complaining, and I go, hey, shut the fuck up. You are not allowed to say anything to the officials. They are bad. But what did you expect? It's like 3:30 on a Saturday afternoon. If they're any good, they're officiating college games today, or really, really good high school games last night, or maybe tonight. They're not doing eighth grade basketball. So the point is, they may not be good, but you're not fucking good either, so don't say shit. Okay? Do not say a word to the officials, no matter how bad they are. So we're playing in the start of the second half. Katino Mobley walks in. Okay, and Katino lives around where our studios are, but he also coaches AU teams. Like, Katina's a good dude, man. So he's sitting with a friend of mine named Scoop Jardine. Scoop played at Syracuse. There's a bunch of dudes that all played, and I love my kids, and I'm trying to get them with high school programs, place them on good high school programs for next year. So I go over to say hi while the game has started in the second half. And one of the officials, the younger official, teased me for leaving my bench. It's like a fucking AAU game. Like, what are we doing here? And all I did was to go say hi to a friend. Like, I'm not yelling at her. I didn't walk on the court. I walked around the court. So then I get back to the bench, and they're shooting free throws at the other end. I'm like, why are we shooting? Why are they shooting free throws? And the people at the desk are like, because you got a technical foul. Why did I get a technical foul? I don't know. Ask the official. So I'm asking the official, why did I get a technical foul? Nobody wants to talk to me because they're at the other end. And because I have to come onto the court to, hey, can you just tell me why we have a technical foul before you shoot those free throws? Because once they shoot the free throws, they're in the book. You don't take them out of the book. They throw me out of the game. And I'm supposed to leave the premises. What the fuck? So at the end of the game, I watch from the door, which is like 10 steps from there. It's so stupid. I literally never said a word to the officials. Never cursed. Nothing. Just, what's the call? Why do they get a technical foul? Can you explain it to me? I got to. I go, we're shaking hands with the other team, and I turn to the lady, the younger lady who called both technical fouls. Like, that was terrible. Like, we end up losing by a point, and you're the reason why. Because did you have something personal with me? Like, what the fuck? And so one of her friends sitting there next to her, and she's like, just take the L and go home. I was like, what? Excuse me? You're like 25. You don't know shit about your officiating, like, 14-year-old basketball. Like, what? So out of nowhere, like, some security guy comes and like, yo, DG, you got to leave. You can't be mouthing with officials. Like, I feel like Aaron Boone, like, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't say anything. It's the worst when they're not accountable. You're allowed to be wrong. Even if you're a World Series umpire, you're allowed to be wrong. You're allowed to go like, you didn't say anything? My bad. I heard something and I was on edge. My bad. But you sound like a complete asshole when you try and make it up about somebody at the end of the bench when we have the audio. If it was something said, you would have been clear as day. It wasn't. You got rabbit ears. You're a day!
Why are we doing this?
Why do I?
Because we can.
Darvin Ham said this about trying to guard Nikola Jokic.
You just got to put constant pressure on him, and that doesn't seem to bother him either. Taller than everybody, wingspan, skill set. It's like, shit, I don't know what to do. you just got to go out there and try to be as disciplined as possible, aggressive and consistent, and have a next play mentality, man. You know, you can't get disappointed. You can't get discouraged. Kid's a hell of a generational type player. And so you just got to keep swinging, keep bobbing, weaving, and swinging.
That's awesome. Why can we play it for you? Because we can. All right, that's it for the In the Bonus podcast. What do we need pick of the day?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
Pick of the day. Pick of the day. Comes to us from the NBA. As the Clippers take on the Mavericks, they're a one-point favorite. The Wolves take on the Phoenix Suns. They're a three-point favorite. The Bucks take on the Pacers. Bucks are a one-point favorite. I'm going to take Phoenix to win straight up. Give me Phoenix in the money line. Game two is where things start to get dicey, right? We saw it in New York last night. We saw it in Denver last night. We'll see it, I think, in all three of these games. But I think Phoenix completes the task, and they're the biggest of the underdogs. Phoenix with the win. That's it for In the Bonus. Check out the radio show every day at 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.